grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou amongst women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Blessed are you, O daughter, by the Lord, the Most High God, above all women upon the earth. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. Please be seated. Dear children, as we approach this Holy Week coming up, we have this wonderful feast of Our Lady of the Our Lady's Seven Sorrows. And before we get to Our Lady's sorrows, we have to look at the source of them first, which is the suffering and the sorrows of our Lord. Our Lord suffers so much in his passion for us when he knew full well that all he had to do to redeem all of mankind was to offer up just a tiny bit, because he's God, after all. He's infinite. He can do anything he wants. He could give just one good deed. He could give just one little act of his will to redeem mankind. He could give just one little drop of his blood. But he doesn't. He loves us so much, he gave us every single drop of his blood. He gave us his whole self. He gave it all to save us. And what is the source of our redemption in our Lord and his precious blood? The source of that is from his Sacred Heart. The source of his love for all of us, the source of his infinite love to desire to gain each and every single one of our souls. And it's this in which Our Lady suffered alongside of our Lord. She knew what he was going through and why he was going through it. And she loved him so much that even when his apostles, except for that of Saint John, ran and fled in fear, she was there every step of the way. She was there for every whip, every blow, every nail, every tiny bruise, every tiny scratch. She felt all of it. She suffered each and every part of it in her heart. She suffered, as the spiritual writers tell us, she suffered as much as Christ did, except Christ suffered bodily, whereas she suffered in the spirit. And as she did this, she suffered all very willingly, because she too knew and that it was all for the redemption of souls. She went through it all out of love for us, just as our Lord went through it because his Sacred Heart loved us. Our Lady's Immaculate Heart loves us the same and desires that same will of God for us to be in heaven. And we see this because Our Lady could have ended all of our Lord's suffering with one little word. She could just say stop, and our Lord would have been obedient to her and done so. But she knew that it had to be done, and she loved God's will more than anything else, even her own son's life. But we see this example of the love that both our Lord and our Lady had for souls most clearly in the fourth station of the cross, and also that fourth sword in Our Lady's heart. And that is when she and our Lord met on the way to Calvary. And they saw each other there, and they looked at each other upon that road. And when they did so, they looked into each other's eyes. And their sorrows came together. And their pained eyes stared at each other for a few moments. And even though they loved each other so much, her as a mother and him as a son, they put that material love aside. And instead of possibly tempting each other to stop, they encouraged each other onward. They encouraged each other to suffer even more. to ride that road all the way to its end, to the death of our Lord, the giving of his last bit of blood, and the opening of the gates of heaven. Because of her suffering, we call her the co-redemptrix. She redeemed mankind along with our Lord because she suffered with them. And for us, it's important that we don't let our Lord's suffering or Our Lady's suffering be in vain. It's important for us that we offer our Lenten sacrifices along with theirs. It's important for us that we do as Our Lady did, that no matter how hard it may be at times, we follow our Lord's will. We follow God's will all the way to its end, and by doing so, we hope to gain the fruits of their suffering, which is eternal life in heaven. May God bless you in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen.